This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, this is CliffCentral.com. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic time with us. Thank you very much for joining us and listening in. Whether you're listening on WeChat, whether you're listening via CliffCentral.com, or whether you're just following us on Instagram or Twitter. So this is an installment of compliments of Cliff Central and Pride Factor. Now, Pride Factor is a life skills academy dedicated to improving the quality of young people's lives through inspiration, guidance, and mentoring. Now, in case you think I'm clever, I can memorize these things. Now, I've written this down. It's on page in front of me. And if you're listening in on the app as well, don't forget to download the Cliff Central app. It is really, really awesome. So what is this show all about? This is Inspired Youth, a platform for the youth to engage with adult listeners, professionals, educators, influencers, and officials to showcase their thoughts, talents, concepts, opinions, and advice for a greater future. It sounds like a mouthful, and that is what we're going to be doing for the next hour. Between 3 and 4 every Monday, we have the Inspired Youth Show, and you can follow us on social media using the hashtag InspiredYouthSA. Now, when we speak about inspiration, it's definitely a very important part of everybody's life to be inspired, because then you may have no reason to live. You want to have something to do, you want to have a reason to live, then be inspired. And there is a lady in studio right now who is an inspiration to many women out there that you may not even know, and even some men. Yes, I'm a very lucky guy today, and so is our producer here, Aviwe. He's behind us at the moment. We are live on Facebook as well, by the way. And we are inspired. We are surrounded by two beautiful women. One of them is not going to be speaking at all. She's going to be handling the live feed on Facebook. But we have got Jerusha Governor in here. Now, Jerusha is the founder of Data Innovator, you see, this is how the show starts. We don't know how it's going to go from here on. We only a couple of minutes in. Data Innovator, a creative strategic information consultancy that provides planning, monitoring, and evaluation and communication services. Now, during the show, we will break that down, because right now it sounds a little bit like gibberish to me. I don't know what is going on. So welcome to the show, Jerusha. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Sunil. And thank you, everyone listening.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about Jerusha before we get into Data Innovator. I mean, I know you had articles written about you by Destiny Connect, Destiny Man, Entrepreneur. You are going out there. You're taking on the world. I look at you and I see hashtag girl power.
Mm-hmm.
So you are girl power sitting in front of me right now. But tell us about Jerusha. Where did Jerusha come from? You don't just land up in Johannesburg suddenly. So tell us about you. Where did you grow up?
So Jerusha Governor actually comes from not a very entrepreneurial background. I kind of found myself in this over the past few years. I grew up in Cape Town on the Cape Flats. So I lived part of my life in, just outside Mitchell's Plain. And then we moved around within Cape Town. And through my time, my time growing up there was being exposed to social development challenges. And so I always had, growing up loving or wanting to do something in a development space where I was helping others.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of torn between that and being a creative, as well as being an analytical person. And I think a lot of people can relate that sometimes you find that you have these many loves, but you don't really know which path you need to go on, and you need to choose one.
Yes.
And so I then chose kind of the path that I thought was the better earning path.
Okay.
I went into science.
All right.
And so during my studies during school, and then as a student, I really went into a specifically a biochemistry and pharmacology background, because again I was really interested in this analytical aspects, but I also wanted to find things that were exciting, and I was a field that was exploratory. And in that time I realized I got a degree, and then I specialized in public health.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a master's in biostatistics and epidemiology.
Wait. Biostatistics and epidemiology.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So, and that's like where the numbers stuff came in. I really loved doing statistical analysis. At the same time, I was doing something in a space that I knew was focused on public health. I'm contributing. But I was stuck in a lab, and it was really boring.
Okay.
And
did you wear a lab coat?
I did. I still have my lab coat.
Okay. Okay.
The funny thing is that my lab coat has since become my painting coat.
Okay. Okay.
So I was still kind of torn between, okay, I'm this kind of like artist in the background. I'm a data person. I want to help people.
Yes.
And then I just followed the path through what made sense to me at the time. And so I worked in social development for about 6 years, working mainly in NGOs. And really, they're finding the gaps in the use of information to make decisions. That's where I was exposed to huge problems that were funded, millions and millions of rands and dollars, funding issues where we were not really addressing it in the right way.
Yes.
And at the same time, there was like sources of information that we could actually solve these problems. And that's where I kind of fell in love with, I want to be able to use data and use it in an innovative way to actually change the way we're doing things in NGOs.
Data in an innovative way, hence data innovator.
Yep.
Why don't you like me to say data? What is the...
Because data innovator rhymes. Data innovator.
Right. Sorry, I'm not as creative as I expected. I mean, I didn't even pick that up. So let's just take a step back very quickly. So just by the way, everybody, you're listening to CliffCentral.com, and we are chatting to Jerusha Govender, who is the founder and also the CEO. Can I say CEO or just MD?
MD
of the Data Innovator, creative strategic information consultancy that provides planning, monitoring, and evaluation. You can actually follow them on Facebook. That's Data Innovator. And then Twitter, it's Data Innovator. And Instagram, also Data Innovator. Really lucky to get all those. And on the website, you can get thedatainnovator.com. And you can also connect with Cliff Central by going to cliffcentral.com. And Instagram will be Cliff Central, Facebook Cliff Central, and not forgetting the Inspired Youth hashtag, which is Inspired Youth Essay. So we can take that step back quickly. You said you were studying all these things. You did your master's. You were wearing a lab coat.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you were bored in the lab.
Yep.
So how did you manage to keep yourself going if you were so bored?
Sure. So I'm a experimenter and a kind of a fiddler by nature. And being bored in the lab, I actually found different ways to enjoy it. So what I used to do is that I actually would Google a couple of experiments, and I would do experiments that were not my research experiments to kind of keep busy. I was probably not allowed to do that.
So you're a bit of a rebel in the lab, I suppose.
Yeah. But, and including a couple of, so I actually have a scar from an explosion in the lab. Because I was doing...
Oh my gosh, we got a mad scientist in studio. We got a mad scientist in studio. Please just take a step back.
But maybe that was kind of a sign, you know, like after your first explosion, you know, you're probably not meant to be here. You know, like it's not safe for me.
So you learn from those lessons, basically. So, and from what I'm gathering is that a lot of your life lessons have made you into the person you are now. You don't make anything explode right now, right?
No, not anymore.
Except
Mines.
Yeah. Oh, I was going there. We're on the same level. Awesome. So let's speak more about the journey towards Data Innovator as a company. I mean, you don't just one day decide, okay, I'm going to open up a company and I'm going to call it Data Innovator because it rhymes.
Nope. So, yeah. So actually, well, the entrepreneurial side was always a bit of experimentation. But what happened in 2015, so I've had a few consultancy attempts while I was working. It's like, let's try this on the side. Never worked out. Kept at it. But in 2015, I was kind of like pushed into it. I worked for an international NGO, and a lot of them are donor funded for a period, which means at some point they end. This project happened to end while I was on maternity leave.
Okay.
And literally they were, I got a letter to say, actually, you don't need to close this out. Good luck with your future endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
Being on maternity leave with a one-week-old baby is kind of hard to go look for a job or sit in on interviews when you literally are still, you know, expressing bulk. And so I was in a situation where I had this previous experience. I've always kind of dabbled in entrepreneurship. And then I had this opportunity where actually the best choice right now is for you to start this thing on your own. And literally, my son was a week old. I said, brainstorm a couple of names for the business with some friends. Decide what you really like doing. And then just do it.
Yes.
And so it was literally a just do it moment.
All
with
right.
The baby in my arm.
So, I mean, you know, for everybody's listening out there, especially young women and young men as well, let's be honest, you can inspire both genders, men and male and female. If they were sitting in that situation, I mean, right now you've mentioned you've got a child, which you have husband
I've
as
got
well.
Two.
You've got two children. You're running a company. You've got these ideas. How did you get to the point where you said, okay, I need to find balance naturally because you need to now be a mother,
mm-hmm.
you need to be a friend, you need to be a lover, you need to be all those kind of things, and then you still need to run this company. Obviously, it takes more than one brain, one person. Do you have a team helping you out, or how does it work?
Yep. So I do have a team, and it took a bit of time. I think you asked me like two things. So one on the team, and then one on the balance.
Yes.
On the team... Yeah, I've got my family who is part of my team, and they are super supportive. My husband has got my back. And my kids kind of know where I come from as well, and they're growing up with an entrepreneur. But I've also got a really amazing team of mostly women, which is cool. Gita, who's here, as well as Saneli, and quite a few female consultants who work with me. And so I've really learned I'm learning the art of delegating to help make things actually move. But then on the point of balance, that does not exist. I think it's one thing, like, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
And so with the team, with the support, it's really figuring out like how you kind of ride the wave. Each time it's different.
Yes.
Today I'm going to be super entrepreneur. Tomorrow I have to be super mom.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to kind of play it as you need and draw on the support that you have to kind of make it happen.
Yes. So let's speak more about the super mom side of things. Obviously, you've got two kids who are now growing up around this entrepreneur. What kind of values and ethics and principles are you implanting in their brains right now to help their development so they can be like their mom?
Well, I really want to teach them to take risks, because I think growing up, and we come from kind of I come from a more traditional background. We weren't really taught as a girl to take risks.
Yes.
You know, you might fail at that. When you did fail, it was a problem. But one of the big things that I want to teach my kid is that take chances. It's okay. If you fail, you get back up.
Mm. Mommy made things explode in the lab, and look where she is now.
Still around, still alive.
Yes.
Well, yeah, obviously take some reasonable risks, I think. But that's the one thing I definitely want to teach them. And also kind of to just like follow that like inner calling. I think I've learned that now being an entrepreneur, being forced into it, was kind of being forced into the place I've always had to be. I've dabbled in different spaces where it was maybe part of the learning path. But that little thing that's saying, you know, analyze that data or be that creative or do that dance, just listen to it and go with it. Even when everyone else is saying ridiculous idea or others are saying, no, it's not worth your time. You do it. And I always tell my daughter, be you.
Yes.
When she puts that weird dress on that doesn't match anything, I'm like, cool, be you, girl.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So as a young person listening right now, you mentioned the word risk quite a few times there. How do you measure what a good risk is?
That's a tough question.
I'm good at that.
Well, I think the fact a risk in its nature is something that there's a bit of unknown.
Yes.
Which means that you cannot define a good or a bad risk.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a couple of parameters. You know, a bad risk is something that there's obvious evidence it's going to kill you. You know, don't take that risk when it's literally...
Like exploding labs.
Yeah, you know, exactly. There's evidence or there's a high possibility that this is going to go wrong. There are some risks like starting the business where you don't know. And in its nature, you can't define whether it's good or bad. You just have to kind of try it and go with it.
Yes. Okay, so the obviously risks are just risks at the end of the day.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I came across a quote the other day, and I thought it was really, really cool, and I thought I'd share it with you, and I want to hear what your opinions are on this, because obviously you are a woman who doesn't just have dreams. You've got a full vision. As I said, you've been in the Destiny Connect, Destiny Man Entrepreneur. And just by the way, we are chatting to Jerusha Governor from Data Innovator. She is the founder and MD. And we're going to talk about Data Innovator itself in a moment as well. But the quote is, little girls with dreams become women with vision.
Boom.
Is that all you have to say about that quote?
That's how it made me feel.
Oh, that's how it made you feel. Now, because I was thinking about this chat that we're going to have, and I thought, were you this little girl with these big dreams all along? Because you mentioned something quite interesting here, and that you come from a very traditional background where you were taught not to take the risks or not to do the things. So how did you manage to break through that boundary to say, this is me, and this is how my daughter's going to be, and as a young woman out there or a young man out there, break those traditional boundaries, take those risks?
Yep. Well, it was tough. I think that one thing about me is that I persevere. I'm the type of person that can, you know, like keep going. And I think perseverance is really what allowed me to push through those boundaries. I have always been the type of girl that was trying to do things differently. That was like, what if we do it this way? Sometimes to the detriment, like why didn't we just like experiment with this? And my friends were kind of pulled along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was the experience that, you know, when you push some boundaries, you know, some of them you never crack straight away, but some you do. And then when you do, that's kind of the motivation to keep persevering to crack the rest.
Okay. Perseverance is important. That's what Jerusha is saying to us right now. We are chatting to Jerusha. She is the founder of Data Innovator. Now, let's speak about Data Innovator itself. We now mentioned what Data Innovator was at the beginning of the show, a creative strategic information consultancy that provides planning, monitoring, and evaluation and communication services. I almost lost my tongue somewhere in between.
I feel like I need to summarize it.
Yes. let's speak about what Data Innovator actually does. Because obviously now you've gotten on this journey to create this company. You've got a team supporting you. You've got your family supporting you, which is very important from what I can hear. You've got your children who also inspire you to do better, I suppose. Now, what is Data Innovator?
Okay. So the simple line I tell most people is that what we do is that we tell stories with data. Okay. That's what we do. We do it in four different ways. The one way is that we set up systems. So we help organizations. I love working with social development organizations, but actually we cut across public and private sector. So one, we help them figure out what exactly is the kind of data or information I need to collect to tell a story. That story could be about how well you're doing, how not so well you're doing. What do we need to tell our funders? What do we need to say about what, you know, whether we invested in a really good place or not? So that's the one thing, setting up those systems and then helping them actually collect information that works. The second thing we do is that we evaluate. That means that where you've run a program and you're not sure whether you've achieved an impact, we've done a communication thing, we don't know if we've changed the behavior. We don't know if young people are actually using condoms more than they used to last year. We go in and then we assess. So that's the second thing. And then the last two things are really about data analytics and visualization. So my favorite thing out of all the things we do is to make data pretty, which is really like if people have masses of information, we come in and we're like, and they said, we don't know what this means. We've been collecting this for years. How do I tell, you know, the average Joe Soap what this means? And so we come in and look at the data, analyze it and visualize it in simple ways using infographics, data visualizations, and now exploring animation and so on to convey messages with data.
Okay.
As well as training people on it. So another area that I'm really pushing is that I want to build the skill in others as well. So we offer training programs. We've run a data artistry retreat as well as a data innovator masterclass, which is coming up this year, where we actually share some of the skills, because this data analytic, data creative skill is not a common thing, but it's so important when you're trying to think about, am I putting money in the right place? Did we actually change anything in young people? You need to have that kind of analytic and visualization skills that we want to now impart, but we also offer it as a service.
Wow. Okay. So if you want to know more about that, you can visit their website, thedatainnovator.com, and on social media, Data Innovator. This is Cliff Central. My name is Sunil. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. And we're going to take a quick musical break. This is a song I'm loving. If you haven't watched this music video, make sure you do. It is Cuesta and Spirit. Lene yama gentes toxini Abanga skreti cho Bati skreti sati inga kini Arimo skreti mo Uso mtole kasta. That is Cuesta and Spirit. If you get a chance, seriously, watch that music video. It makes me very proud. I watched the video 3 times, Jerusha.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the video 3 times. The first time I was impressed. Second time I felt emotional. And the third time I was like, wow, this is absolutely putting me in awe. So we'll get going and watch that video. That's my little share for you today.
Thanks.
We are in studio here on cliffcentral.com on the Inspired Youth Show. You can follow us using the hashtag #InspiredYouthSA. And obviously, don't forget to download the Cliff Central app. Now, we got Jerusha Govende in a studio. She works for a company. She doesn't work for the company. She owns the company. She is like the founder and the MD of Data Innovator. It's a data analytics and visualization company. In case you're asking why I'm saying data, not data, it's because Data Innovator rhymes, and I've just discovered that in the past 20 minutes. I'm very, very happy about that. So what they do, and this is what I picked up from the first section of our show today, is that they make data look pretty, make it look appealing, and they analyze, and they really help people look at data from a different point of view. Am I right?
And we teach people to use data and do the same.
Very, very important, because when I hear the word data, I'm thinking numbers And I don't like numbers, but you love your numbers. Jerusha made a lab almost explode once when she was young, and now she owns a company that doesn't require lab services. You can follow them on social media with Data Innovator and on the website thedatainnovator.com. And don't forget to also connect with us with Pride Factor, which is a platform that helps with life skills building, dedicated to improving the quality of young lives. And this is Inspired Youth Essay. So let's continue talking about data itself. But you mentioned something in the first half that you use your lab coat for painting.
Yes.
So you're an artist as well.
I like to think of my data work as art as well, actually. So my work is my art. And I paint.
You paint.
Yep.
You paint. So, I mean, we spoke about balance and how important it is. Would you say that is very important for anybody out there who wants to start a company, who wants to become a founder or an MD and run something as big as you are running right now? You need that sort of balance to balance their lives out?
Well, I think, yes, you definitely need a channel to, like, do something that's not work. Because as an entrepreneur, what your work is kind of your obsession, and you can get so intensely involved in it that you need something to break away. And so painting as well as gardening is kind of, is that for me.
Okay.
And I think it's important for others who are, you know, aspiring entrepreneurs or just obsesses about their careers that you need another outlet.
Yes.
Just to be sane and human.
Okay. Now you speak about many other people out there who want to be entrepreneurs. Now, being an entrepreneur, from what I've gathered and from what I know, is not an easy task. You have all these ideas. You want to do so many different things. You mentioned the word risk a few times in the first section of the show. So would you say that the painting and the thing helps you balance that in your brain? And how important is it? Because there are some people out there who are completely just dedicated. They want to be in front of the computer the whole time. They want to be on social media the whole time, trying to get that company going. At which point do you say, right, enough, it is time now for me to go gardening or to paint a pretty picture of myself?
Oh, it's hard because, you know, I definitely can relate to people that are become very obsessed about things, and you get in it and you can't let go. Because it's something I'm passionate about, and so the moment where I know that I'm getting edgy or I can't solve that problem that I'm trying to solve is when I need to stop.
Okay.
When I'm getting at something and it's frustrating me, or I start seeing it even in my health, because I think you can get so intensely involved in things that you're like, okay, I'm not going to have lunch right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that run right now. And then once I start saying, actually, wait a minute, you did this now a few times in a row, that's when you need a time out. You need a day out, whatever. Or just go into the garden and go fiddle about it, but do something that is going to switch your mind off what you are doing every day. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important to get, like, mental balance as well as physical balance, because my body and my mind is what actually helps run the business. And without
yes.
that, there is nothing. So you have to have that health, mental, career balance.
So it's about taking a time out and realizing, okay, enough is enough.
Yes.
I need to go and pull out a plant or do some de-weeding just to come back to myself.
Yes.
Okay. So balance is important, everybody. As we can hear from Jerusha, I mean, she's not just a fly-by-night. She's somebody that established a company that's making big impact. She's had articles written about her in Destiny Connect, Destiny Man, Entrepreneur, and there's more coming. And she's got intense interviews. She's got a family. She's a mother of two children as well. And I'm going towards an aspect of asking you now, that, you know, having this company, being so successful and everything, what are the challenges? There are always challenges that people paint this lovely picture of, yes, I've been in these magazines, I'm fantastic, I take a run every now and then, I paint, I do gardening. But what are the challenges that you faced starting Data Innovator?
Gosh, there are so many, but I think...
And how did you get over them?
Yep. So one of the first challenges is, remember, I come from a social development space, and I think the perception is that an entrepreneur is this big business person, has a CA degree, and I don't know, whatever else. Like, you come from business, and then you enter business. But I'm not that person, and I think there's a lot of others that are not that person. I come from a very different space where I had to kind of learn the system. I had to learn what it means to pitch to people. I had to learn to talk finances, you know, understand the legal stuff that you need to. And so that was really challenging. But what I had done in the beginning that helped a lot is getting advisors. I think right from the beginning, you need to know your limitations. Know that there are things you're good at and there are things you're not. When you're not good at something, find those people because they're there. And I was really, I think I'm lucky that I've got a network of awesome people. So I had somebody who was like the business advisor,
yes.
the finance advisor.
Okay.
And really like drawing on that to overcome the challenges with figuring out those different business aspects. I think other business challenges were around, because I was growing a team, is finding good people. And I mean people with like really like the passion, the commitment, and the technical skill to work with. That was tough, but I, again, like just drawing on my network, friends, family, whoever, saying this is the kind of people that we're looking for, I was able to find awesome people like Gita and Saneli and my other team members.
Yes.
To join the team. But yeah, those are like two of the key challenges that I overcame. And I think I can write a long list on them, but those are the ones that really stand out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the lesson was drawing on skills within your pool, like asking for help and not thinking that you need to do it at all.
Yeah. So you mentioned something that's very important there from my perspective, is that you must know what your limits are. You must know what you are capable of doing, because often you have people who have these ideas for a company, or they have a bright idea and then they want to hold onto it so tightly because it's their idea. Did you go through that where like, this is my company, I can't share this with anybody? How did you protect the rights? Basically, what did you do? Did you have non-disclosure agreements? Did you go, okay, I'm just trusting you, may karma take care of you if you do trespass on my ideas? How did you go beyond that?
It's a bit of both. And I've been burned also because of not doing things the right way. So definitely seeking some legal advice was helpful, and that was like from contractual agreements, making sure that I had either another representative sitting in the room if we were discussing something, or taking contracts and other documentation to an external person to give me the advice and say, listen, consider this. So it was really like getting the right advice, and not just jumping to yeses or noes, or not just sharing everything straight up. But there are times where I do need to trust, when I need the help, that I'm going to disclose what I need to know and this is what our plans are, and you take a chance again and share that, and most of the time it actually works out pretty fine.
Okay. Now, I think you mentioned a little bit something which I know as outsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it for somebody who wants to have a well-established company, who wants to have photos taken of them to put in the Destiny Mag, they want to be interviewed, they want to make an impact in society, how important is it for them to identify the right outsourcing?
It's extremely important. So one big lesson one of my advisors taught me was that actually, like, there was a point where I was struggling with a lot of work, a lot of demands, and he was like, Jerusha, you need to decide, are you a business or are you an individual consultant? Because if you want a business, you need to get help. You need to get people to do this work. You cannot do it. And so I think that's why, like, I think there's a point for many entrepreneurs where you're kind of at the precipice. You started something in your garage, wherever, and you like this idea, and you know, you need to decide, is this the thing that stays in the garage, or is it going to go bigger?
Yes.
For me, I'm like, I'm going into Africa. Data Innovator is going to be in Africa. There's no way Jerusha as one person can do that.
Yes.
And so for that kind of thing, outsourcing, delegating is critical. It's just how it is. You have to grow your team and get the people that can help you grow your business.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to take on Africa, Data Innovator. Don't forget me when you're famous. Well, you're already famous. What am I talking about?
Well, you are famous. So
this is CliffCentral.com, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Inspired Youth Show. It happens between 3 and 4 every Monday afternoon. It's an aspect of Pride Factor. Now, Pride Factor, you can check out online at pridefactor.co.za. Now, Pride Factor is a life skills academy dedicated to improving the quality of young lives through inspiration, guidance, and mentoring. And we've got somebody who is a true inspiration and a true guide for many people right now. And also inspiring people, and that is Jerusha Govender. She is the founder of Data Innovator, who's going to take over Africa with data and making data pretty. Now, something I didn't want to mention too much, but I mean, you know, in the society we live in today, we live in a very paternal society, a man's world, as that they say. As a woman, how did you overcome that? Let's speak to the young woman out there right now. How did you overcome that? How did you make the men aware that, listen, yeah, I'm here to take over Africa, man. Take a back step.
You just take it.
Yeah.
One thing is, I think for a lot of women, we often experience this thing called imposter syndrome. And this I'm taking from Sheryl Sandberg. She talks about it in Lean In. And it's something I really related to. And I think once you can identify, as women, we like, actually, no, I'm not meant to be here. Maybe I don't know enough. Maybe it needs to be somebody else. Maybe I need to get a senior person to come in. And I think you need to, as a woman, acknowledge that and say, listen, imposter syndrome just showed up. And mm-hmm. you need to, like, look it in the face and say, F off. I want to, but basically you have to confront it and say, actually, right now, it's me. There doesn't need to be another person. I don't need another senior person. Jerusha is. There are many times, though, that I still yes. do experience, because as a young female, you are stepping into a world that is male dominant.
Yes.
And there are moments where people look at me and are like, okay, so when is your boss going to arrive? Or is there somebody else that we can
And how does that
to?
Make you feel when that happens? What do you want to slap them, or do you want to go, I am. Jerusha is not a guy's name. This is me.
Yeah, I definitely want to slap them or give them some kind of hurt. Yeah. But in that moment, I'm like, actually, you just have to stand up. You have to be strong and say, this is my, like, I also have to remember that I have a vision. I have a goal. And when you have a goal, you do what it takes. Obviously, within parameters, you know, but there are going to be moments where I'm going to say, no, I'm meant to be here. This is the moment where Jerusha has arrived. And you stand there and be strong. And that's how it is. And I think that I also remember that I have a daughter.
Yes.
I have young females who work with me. And that moment is kind of a defining moment, that you are making a decision, or this is a moment that is important for all of those, not just Jerusha, but it's for your daughter, for the next daughter, and so on. And so kind of that is motivating as a woman when you're in these tough situations where you're like, your character is questioned, you being a female is questioned.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, actually, that moment is not about you. It's about all of the people that you're going to teach. All of these moments are for all of us. And so, yeah.
That's so deep, man. But it's true at the same time. So making, I wrote down a note here and I said it's woman empowerment. In a way, you are a powerful woman. You are a very powerful woman. I've said it for myself. You don't have just a small fry little cafe on the side of the road. You are running and you have aims. You have goals, like you mentioned. You want to take over Africa. You want Data Innovator to go over Africa, which is very possible because with the goals and the support you've mentioned now as a businesswoman, not an independent, what do you call yourself? Independent consultant. Mm-hmm. You have a full-on business. You got a team of support. And so that is very possible. So from myself, that's very awesome. But let's speak more about when you got published.
Yep.
You know, you suddenly, you have this company, you established, you're doing well, and Destiny Connect or Destiny Man or Entrepreneur approach you, go, we want to interview you. What happens in your mind?
I was excited. The same as when you were like, let's come to Cliff Central. I was like super excited about it. I think that, again, there were moments where I'm like, me? Are you sure you want to speak to me? And then I thought, actually, yes.
Is this what did the terminology you use before when you check yourself as
imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome. So you check yourself before you wreck
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute, imposter syndrome. You can take a back seat now. So there's definitely, in that moment, I was like, actually, you need this. This needs to happen because, you know, not many young non-white females are talking about like being an entrepreneur,
yes.
pushing these boundaries. And so again, like, that was an opportunity for myself. Yes, we get to showcase the amazing stuff Data Innovator is doing, but it was also for a lot of other women that I knew were going to read that.
Mm-hmm. So what is it, with great power comes great responsibility?
Yes.
So that article, when every time you write, they write about you, you know, have that in your mind.
Yeah, that it's not just about me. It's, there are a lot of things that are personal, and it's definitely, I have personal goals that I want to achieve, but I kind of always remember that on this journey, you're teaching a whole lot of other people as you go on it.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you've got life goals as well, but we will talk about that in a moment. You're a family, and you've got this company. How do you find balance between being this family person and then being a businesswoman?
I don't, Samuel. As I mentioned, I don't believe in... It was, for a while, I was like figuring it out, asking people, reading books. How do you get this balance? How do I become like this mom with a six-pack and two babies? And it does not exist.
Do you have a six-pack?
No,
okay.
I do, but it's in the fridge.
Okay.
But I think that I realized again that there are things where you just kind of constantly are acknowledging what you can do when. There's a couple of, so I have almost like this basket of stuff I want to do. I want to be able to go out and run. I want to paint. I don't have to have them like neatly. Every day you're going to do 2% of this, 3% of that. That's not possible. But I know that at least within the week, I'm meeting one of those personal goals. I know that this time is work. And then this time after hours is kids. And then in between, you do things. But kind of not don't push yourself to a point where you're like, how could you not have achieved this? How could you not have run 10 kilometers today? But just knowing what you want out of life and trying to play with balance. That's what it is. But acknowledging that you're probably not going to get perfect balance unless you're like, I don't know, some superwoman or super guy. But
well, if you look at it right now, from where you were making things explode in a lab to studying so many different things, you become a superwoman. And again, you need to acknowledge that.
True, thanks. I'll take it. Superwoman I am.
There we go. CliffCentral.com, and we are chatting to Jerusha Govender. She is the founder of Data Innovator, which is a data analytics and visualization company. You can check them out online at thedatainnovator.com. We're going to be taking another quick musical break, and we'll be coming back and chatting to Jerusha more about how we make data pretty and how data is going to change the world. CliffCentral.com. I hope you're feeling good. Thank you very much for joining us and listening in on CliffCentral.com. Don't forget to follow the Inspired Youth Show using the hashtag InspiredYouthSA. In studio, we've got Jerusha Govender. She is the founder of Data Innovator, the data analytics and visualization company. You can follow them on social media, Data Innovator, and on their website, it is thedatainnovator.com. Making data pretty, which is very important, as I've just discovered. It's not just about being creative. It's about being very pretty and bringing out really good facts and making sure the companies are getting the best out of their analysis. This is an I Talk for a Living. Fantastic. So Jerusha, you were speaking a little earlier about how you're going to be taking on Africa. Tell us, what sort of plans have you got? I'm not going to sign like a non-disclosure agreement, because now we're going live, so let's talk about how you're going to take on Africa. Give us something that you're going to be doing.
Well, just a taster. In April, we're going to be running one of our data artist retreats in Uganda for a week. So that's going to be our first kind of really putting our footprint out there, as well as a couple more other exciting online offerings. And we'll also have the masterclass in South Africa. So we really have a couple of very, very cool data visualization and data storytelling offerings coming up. And it's really, anybody that uses data or wants to learn how to use it better should attend that. And I think it's really going to showcase what we can do outside of South Africa, because in South Africa, we're pretty lucky to access quite a lot of technical skills and services.
Yes.
But once you step out of the borders, you start seeing, and I've traveled quite a bit in Africa, that countries outside don't have access to it. So I'm very, this is super, super exciting for me.
Yes.
Because we're taking something creative, analytical, cutting edge that you don't often see in Africa. You don't often see in the rural Africa, but we're going to take it there.
Okay. And people can obviously follow that on social media. They can follow the developments. Okay. Now let's speak a little more about data itself. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, earlier in the show, when I heard the word data, although I said data, then I got scared because I was like, oh, it's numbers and stuff. How is data going to change the world?
Gosh, I think I need another hour to answer that question.
Make it 5 minutes.
Well, right now we're in this digital revolution. I don't know a single person that can tell me they don't have any kind of app, any kind of tech device that they're using to improve their daily lives. I mean, I've got this Garmin thing that I use for fitness. I've got WhatsApp. So what is happening at the moment is that we're generating masses and masses of information about ourselves, about the people around us. There's a stat that I read, it's a 2016 stat that said that in the last 2 years, so 2015 to 2016, we generated 90% of the data that exists in that short space of time because of the explosion in tech, in digital devices that's collecting information about us. Why that is important is that more and more we have information that can inform processes, operations, decisions quicker.
Okay.
It means that if I wanted to put a condom dispenser somewhere to increase access to condoms, I could use data around mobility. If, say, a mobile service provider gave me data on, and I could look at where are people actually moving, where do I find young people?
Yes.
That could inform where we place things. It streamlines how we do things instead of making decisions based on, I think this is going to work. So I think that's the major thing about data, is that it's going to speed up how we make decisions. It's going to speed up how we actually assess things. And it's the space to be at the moment.
Is this why they call it like the fourth industrial revolution? Because it's revolutionizing, that data is actually revolutionizing things? Or
it is. it's completely disrupting the way we do work. Mm-hmm. Because I think previously, at the moment, there are multiple things happening in the post-digital revolution, that we've got things like artificial intelligence, blockchain, machine learning, yes, data analytics, big data analytics. All of these things are kind of being improved and are being implemented largely in private sector. But I mean, we really are pushing that. We start seeing the use of this kind of innovation in the public sector. So, there's a lot happening at the moment that can really shift the way we do things.
Okay. Now, I mean, we're going to be closing off shortly, but I'm a young person, imagine. I'm a young person sitting back listening to this now on Cliff Central, and I'm thinking, I want to be part of this. I really want to be part of this fourth industrial revolution. What is the advice that you would give a young man or woman out there who wants to be involved in something like that, or start a company like your company that is taking over Africa? What would you advise them to go? What are the steps?
So, if you really want to kind of harness the benefits of being part of the industrial revolution, the fourth industrial revolution, I think that there are critical skills that young people should start learning, that people like ourselves probably didn't, which is things around coding, artificial, all of those things that I mentioned. So I think it's really about young people staying kind of on top of things. So you use your access to information to find out what is blockchain, what is the digital revolution, and then find ways to actually build skills in it. At the moment, there's a lot of focus of building this data science skill, which means I can program, I can analyze, I can visualize a lot of the stuff that we do at Data Innovator. So I think it's important for young people to kind of just keep your eye on that ball. There are free online training in some of these things. I know that Code for SA, or they're called Open Up Now, which is an NGO, offers some of the kind of analytical training that you would need. I think also follow us, like follow Data Innovator on Facebook, Twitter, and on our website, because we are constantly sharing information and even attend some of our trainings, because our training is not just for like the expert, it's for all levels. So I think those are some of the things that a young person should be doing.
Yeah, no, because I'm listening to the way you're speaking, I'm really getting scared. I'm like, what in the hell? What is coding? I don't know what's going on here. So you're open to allowing anybody who's not even knows nothing about data itself to come in and learn from Data Innovator?
Well, yes, we welcome them to follow us on our social media, to inquire with us if there's something that they want to contribute, and also attend the training. If you follow us on social media, you'll be able to pick that up. Attend the training and build some of the skills that will be kind of an entry point into it, but also look at other spaces.
Yeah. So from what I've established, that having a knowledge about data and being innovative, data innovator, lovely, is actually really, really important for your future, especially as a young person, because that is where this fourth industrial revolution is coming from, where we are going as a society worldwide. Yep. So if you don't keep up with the trends, what's going to happen to you?
Exactly. I think that we've got this wave that's going to hit us like soon. I think that in other countries, largely in the US and the UK, they're already tapping into it. Mm-hmm. And data science skills, data analytics skills are in demand. So I think it's really important that we jump. The cool thing is that you can be kind of a data science or a data analyst in any space. You could even be an artist data scientist. You could be a science data scientist, an engineer. So I think that anybody who has a specific interest should really build their data analytics skills, because this is what we're going to need. This is the future. It's the skills that we need within Africa, in South Africa. Yeah.
This is the future. Chirusha Govender, founder, CEO of Data Innovator, thank you so much for joining us on Cliff Central today. You're a mother, you're an inspiration, you're motivating people out there listening to this, and I'm glad that you managed to find the time to come and chat to us today on Cliff Central on the Inspired Youth Show. It's been really awesome to have you here. And as you said, little girls with dreams, or as I mentioned, little girls with dreams become women with vision, and you said, boom, making data look pretty. All the best with the future, and thank you very much for coming in and take over Africa. Take over Africa. That is it, everybody. That is the Inspired Youth Show for today. My name is Sunil, and it has been absolutely amazing being here again. And don't forget to follow the Pride Factor website as well, pridefactor.co.za. And Inspired Youth happens every single Monday, and that is from 3 till 4. It's been a pleasure having Data Innovator in studio today.
This is CliffCentral.com.